Respect.
Played by
a Greek guy.
Greek guy, which is such a he's such a phony actor because he was like this handsome guy with long hair, and then he went just severely bald.
Damn.
And then it's like, well, now you can play detectives.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
Give that man a wig, dude.
Yeah. Let him, that's what let fucking Billy Zane
exactly.
Did.
Let him go the Zane route.
Billy Zane is the only smart bald person in the entire world.
Dude, it's coming for me. I'm about to go wigs.
No, you should have gone wigs immediately.
That would have been. You gone and when I'm fucking
when
20.
We were like 23, yeah. You should have gone wigs back when I met you. That was so funny, dude. It was like the first month you were hanging out and you were all upset one day and you're like, my girlfriend's been looking at fucking Rogaine for us.
Dude, that poor girl thought she had like, I was just going to have a real job and start using Rogaine. It's like, no.
Yeah, yeah. That is hilarious to think you were in like a long-term relationship with a girl that thought you were going to be like a...
Just a regular fucking guy. Dude. Just working at being a paralegal.
Talk to her?
Nah,
yeah.
I don't. I saw her at a wedding, and it was clear I was on acid.
Yeah.
And then she was like a fun little convo, but she was like engaged to a different fat guy who was exactly what she wanted.
Yeah,
just some fat, like nice guy that was like not, you know, no one's paying any attention to him.
Yeah.
He's not at the fucking, he's not doing acid.
She thought she
calling
was gonna,
people gay.
She thought she had a Donatello, but she had a Raphael.
She had a fucking Raphael throwing daggers around, getting his little fucking turtle dick sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I wish we could be friends, because it's like, yeah, we're just, at this point, it was like fucking, we dated like 10, 11 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it was college and shit.
Yeah.
I would like to have regular ass friends, but, you know, she probably looks at me, toothless, fatter than I was. She thinks, damn, the one that got away can't get hard anymore.
I mean, hey, dude, you're famous. That's what I tell myself.
Yeah. She's like, wow, if only I could have been with a racist podcast. Yeah.
Everyone I've dated, they knew that they really let something special go away, especially the women that are now engaged and married.
And yeah.
The ones that have families and literally just pictures of them enjoying their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They
those dumb fucking whores.
They could have had it all, dude. They could have sat next to the racing wheel.
Oh yeah,
and gotten seamless twice a week.
Yep.
Instead of their husband that probably knows how to cook and does
how to cook, build. Yeah, I mean, you know how to build things, but
yeah, but I wouldn't.
That's right.
That's the thing.
That's true.
That's the mistake that women make. Is they think just because you can do something that you will. I can do a lot of things.
That's true.
I refuse to.
That's the thing about me. I actually cannot do many things.
Mm-hmm.
But the things I do, I will probably do them for you.
Yeah.
Which is basically, yeah, just cook. Just buy food.
Yeah. No, me in the garage for like 9 days. I just walk in completely nude with an owl perched on top of my head. And I go in the fridge and I eat some bologna. And I'm like, oh, yeah, hey. And then I go back
What's
out.
What's up?
What's up, family?
Hi, Nick. Your daughter, your 7-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, could you drive me to school today?
Right. They're all taller than me.
Yeah.
All of my children are like 6'3", 6'4". I'm just, my penis is hanging out. Just a fucking giant barn owl, like, digging its claws into my head. There's blood pouring down. I'm like, you guys having a good time at school? They're like, it's July. I'm like, cool, cool, cool.
Nice.
All right, I'm going to be out in the garage.
See you guys at Christmas, I guess.
Don't come out there ever.
If you ever fucking dare.
Just a reminder, don't ever come out there.
Do not come to the fucking garage.
Do not come in. And the house is like this big, and the garage is like
a seven-story
building. It's just a giant oversized with like a big door that defies physics that it works, and the house is very tiny.
A huge crank opening. You can't just
right.
To open the whole thing.
Yeah.
That would be, that's the life, dude. That's the life you fucking dumb bitches could have had. But not now. Somebody else gets.
Right. They come in there and I've just made like a full-sized X-Wing out of Legos. And I'm sitting in the cockpit and I'm like, what did I say about coming into my study?
I'm reading. I'm you fucking assholes.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit. God, I hate
you. I'm trying to learn for the family.
I hate my children. I hate them so much.
Your fucking wife's boyfriend just lives in the home with them. Like, what's up? What's up, Eric?
Yeah. Oh, what's up? How you doing? Ricky.
I told you. Listen, I told you. Any questions about going to school or getting food, you ask Eric.
You ask Ricky.
I'm sorry, Ricky.
Yeah. His name's Eric, yes, but Ricky is short for Eric, and that's a term of endearment I have with him.
Yes.
Because he's looking out for you guys while I do the hard work,
while
I provide for this family. Isn't that right, Ricky? You think you can just sit here at my kitchen table and drink my juice? He's like, I brought this with me.
I do all the shopping. I brought
all this with me.
The only reason you're still here is because it's technically your land.
It literally says Jamba Juice on it. It's a cup that I clearly came in with. There's no way it's yours. You don't have your own Jamba Juice.
All right, Ricky, we'll settle this when the kids aren't watching.
Well, yeah, we're going to handle this like men. I'm still like completely naked.
Yeah. All right, and then your watch beeps. It's like, all right, that's the time the court says I legally have to spend with you per week, and so I'll see you guys later.
A big infection on my chest where I tried to give myself my own tattoo. It says King of the Ring.
Never wrestled, never boxed. I've never been in a ring in your life. You keep referring to yourself backwards. As the King of the Ring?
I never do. It was the one time idea I had. It's just bleeding and filled with pus and it's backwards.
Yeah, you just did it looking down?
Yeah. They're like, do you need to go to the hospital? I'm like, do you need to go to the hospital?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Ricky. I just want my ham.
I think I'm going to get my own ham fridge in the garage, actually, going forward.
Don't you have a garage fridge? No. I turned it on its side, and I started using it as a canoe.
Any more fucking stupid questions?
Any more dumbass questions? From the peanut gallery?
Your son just has never looked up from his fucking iPad the whole time. Just sighing and being like...
What you playing on there, Mickey Mouse? Okay, I'll see you guys later. What you got, a Mickey Mouse on there, huh, sweetie? Okay.
All right, Daddy loves you. I'm going to be in the garage. Don't come in. Do not come in the garage.
Yeah.
That's a good life, dude.
Yeah.
I could see that for you, man.
That would rock.
Oh, fuck.
Eventually, they come out there, and I've been dead for a week and a half, and one of my legs is, like, jammed in the springs of a trampoline, and I'm wearing, a unitard. I tried to teach myself Olympic gymnastics. Just snap my neck.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That would be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You've left very, very clear directions. You want to be shot into space. Yeah. You don't want a few. You want a space funeral, dude.
Yeah, I want my body fed to a family of hungry Africans.
They're like, yeah, it's like in his will, it was very clear. He wants this very racist wish, but we're not.
I want to feel good about myself, so I want to be eaten by starving Africans.
Because I'm doing something to change the world, unlike you, Ricky.
Unlike my dumbass kids. It's my daughter's like a neurosurgeon. Oh, brain surgery. Real cool. Yeah, that's real nice of you to cut people's brains in half.
That's fucked up. Some of us fill their brains with slurs.
With knowledge.
Knowledge.
Yeah. Welcome to my book collection.
Some of us make them imagine a turtle saying anti-Asian slurs. That's what paid for your way through medical school. I got a scholarship.
Yeah.
Well, it would have if you didn't.
Listen, the $25,000 I walked into this marriage with went a long way. The money that didn't dry up.
Lawsuit, yeah, it's not about, not from your career. It's like the lawsuit you won from the tattoo.
Oh, yeah? When you were a baby, who bought your diaper? You know, who bought your diaper? Who got who put the milk in the bottle that one time? We were breastfed. Yeah, but who put the milk in there?
Who squeezed your mother's tits against her will?
Who nutted in your mom to make the hormones to make your dinner?
You think breast milk gets made without cum in a woman's pussy?
You got to keep nutting in them.
It's fucking physics. Matter can be nor created and neither fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
You idiot.
By the way, I put chimes on all the doors so it plays the Sanford and Son theme song when I walk in. From now on, I want that vibe. And you should treat me as if I'm one of the characters on the show. Hey, Ricky. No, not him.
No. Ricky does not get a hello in that manner.
Yeah. Everybody, if it's anyone but me, well, I couldn't figure out a way to make the chime person specific. So if Ricky walks his dumb ass in here and the song plays, it's earmuffs for you. You're not listening to it. And he doesn't get the... In fact, this motherfucker, Ricky, you're climbing in from the window from now on.
Just to be safe.
I'm not doing that. All right, suit yourself.
All right.
Yeah.
Suit yourself.
Suit yourself.
I could see you making that noise with your mouth.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I have guns.
You know what it denotes, though.
Yeah, I could get a gun right now. I could go to Cabela's and get a gun in a heartbeat. I could have a rifle in here pointed at your fucking face the second I so esteemly wish in my gentlemanly nature to battle you with pistols, rifles, shotguns, tactical
gear. I might buy some peanut brittle that they also have at Cabela's, and I'll have that some of that.
Yeah. Hey, have you guys seen my Ziploc bag with some glue in it? There was a bag out that was some super glue in it that I was using. No, I needed it for... There was that bag I had. It was like a gallon-sized bag filled with opened markers and super glue.
You put the markers down.
It was my arts and crafts bag that I need to make a birthday card for my friend from online.
From my roommate. What was the guy's name that we're roommates with now?
From one of our roommates.
Hey, kids, yeah. Uncle Stop! All your children love. The garage is just that house we share with our Patreon listeners.
The four guys left. It's just the fucking landlord from the Big Lebowski. Yeah. That was a really great episode. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Stav. What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, Todd. Ricky, don't talk to our fans.
Oh, actually, Nick, we were over here to ask Ricky for money again for your rent because you haven't paid for 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Well. I guess I'm just an asshole, man. I guess that's the story of the day, folks. Breaking news. Nick is an asshole. Let's all get mad at him now. Let's all take a break from what we're doing to get mad at him. Because it's so important that we put everything aside to get mad at the one guy that's doing anything around here to make things better. The homemade basketball hoop I put up in the living room. The fucking... who tried to fix the furnace?
Mm-hmm.
Who tried to do that?
I tried for at least a half hour.
I tried to figure it out. And now we have a barbecue down there. Pretty cool.
But I guess we don't like fucking ribs.
I guess you guys didn't like my idea of turning the entire house into Texas. I thought we were going to have Texas week. And then your fat cow of a sister was going to be Miss Livestock.
We're going to put little blue ribbons on that fucking...
Why would you say that about your daughter? Because she's not here, dumbass. What's she going to do? Find out about it? She's probably at lunch. what were we talking about?
Well, it's time to podcast.
It's time to do the podcast.
I'll see you guys soon.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, there's like a 45-minute intro song. Yeah.
It's just clips of things we've said in the past.
From 20 years ago. You're a bug, dude. All the hits. Dad, can I have that roller backpack? The stop bot. Who remembers 2014?
Now that was a good time.
That was a fucking year, dude.
That was a good era, brother. Mm-hmm.